Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Joe Kelly wearing number 57 on the back of his blue Rancho jersey.
Your Quakes are giving away three bobbleheads in 2024. Next up, Rancho Cucamonga native and Dodger legend Joe Kelly. Be here on Friday, July 19th, where the first 1,500 fans will take home this special bobblehead featuring Joe Kelly. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Ready to add to your collection and upgrade your hat game? Come to Lone Mark Field on Friday, August 23rd and take home a brand new limited edition Quakes hat, thanks to our friends at U.S. Bank. Only 1,500 fans will secure the new hat, so get there early as gates open at 5:30. Mark your calendars for U.S. Bank hat giveaway, coming up at Lone Mark Field on Friday, August 23rd. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month with autopay and select 5G mobile plans. The price is the price. Guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. 5G home plan at $35 per month when combined with postpaid mobile unlimited plan that includes 5G ultra wideband. Autopay and paper-free billing required. Availability varies. Subject to credit approval. Price guarantee for 2 to 3 years, depending on internet plan. For new Verizon home internet households who have not subscribed within the last 90 days. Applies only to the then current base monthly rate exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges. Discounts or promotions.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with 6 locations: Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and 2 in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. Part of the community since 1971, Tam's Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tam's Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tam's Burgers IE.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Joe Kelly from the Dodgers scheduled a pitch in relief. It's about as good as it gets down here at Lone Mark Field.
When Dodgers favorite Joe Kelly put on that mariachi jacket for the first time and later wore it to the White House, he wasn't just making an exceptional style choice, but rather honoring the most esteemed qualities of mariachi music, many of which it shares with baseball, artistry, years of dedication to the craft, teamwork, and the privilege to put on a historic uniform. On select nights at Lone Mart Field this year, the Chaquetas will celebrate the cross-cultural impact of community, music, and baseball. Join us at Lone Mart Field for Las Chaquetas de Rancho Cucamonga. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Life with kids is hectic. Diapers, daycare, snacks, toys, tantrums, and sleepless nights. Then it's soccer, dance, middle school, girlfriends, boyfriends, and more sleepless nights. Busy life happens. At IEHP, we're here to help you fit in regular checkups so your child stays healthy, setting them up for a lifetime of wellness and you a good night's sleep. Their health starts with you. Call your pediatrician and schedule a wellness visit today.
If you know Tecovas, you know that they make some of the best and most comfortable boots around. But what you might not know is that they have a store right here in Rancho Cucamonga at Victoria Gardens. Stop into their store and you'll find the finest handmade cowboy boots, jeans, belts, cowboy hats, and apparel for men and women. While you shop, enjoy complimentary drinks, boot shines, custom hat and boot branding, and more. Come visit the Tecovas store at Victoria Gardens and let them help you find your new favorite pair of boots or your first pair of boots ever. Tecovas, don't go gently.
Treat your guests to the sweet life. Whether you're building business relationships or simply enjoying a ball game, Quake's Suites at Lone Mart Field provide an upscale and unique location for you to entertain your guests in style. All suites on the Onward Suite level are fully furnished and include amenities like air conditioning and cable TV. Full suites include 15 tickets and 4 preferred parking passes, while half suites include 6 tickets and 2 preferred parking passes. Get more info on the Onward Suite level by visiting rcquakes.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of baseball, fun, and friends. On Friday, June 21st, join us at Central Perk. No, sorry. Join us at Lone Mart Field for Friends Night, with Friends mugs given away to 1,500 fans and players wearing Friends-themed jerseys on the field. So come be the Ross to my Rachel, or the Monica, by getting tickets at rcquakes.com.
Hey, how you doing?
Tired of computer problems in your business? Millennium Systems is proud to partner with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For over 2 decades, Millennium Systems has offered affordable and certified network configuration and support to businesses in Southern California. Call Millennium Systems at 909-931-3171. That's 909-931-3171 for a free evaluation. Or visit our website at mil-sys.com. We'll help keep your business running smoothly so that your data, your network, and your way of business is never threatened.
All of us with the Quakes are excited for the 2024 season and to welcome you back to Lone Mart Field. Become a Quakes MVP by purchasing season tickets or a mini plan and get a free bobblehead featuring longtime Dodger minor league and Quakes manager John Shoemaker. Visit rcquakes.com and become a Quakes MVP. We look forward to welcoming you back to Lone Mart Field here in 2024. Go Quakes!
The right printing company to help your business get results is right here in Rancho Cucamonga. Look no further than the Kindred Corporation. The Kindred Corporation is a full-service printing and promotions company celebrating more than 40 years right here in our community. Creative design, high-quality proofing, state-of-the-art printing, including all forms of finishing and mailing. The Kindred Corporation can handle all of your printing needs. Visit their website at kindredcorp.com for a better look. The Kindred Corporation, proud printing partner of the Quakes.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Cámbiate a 5G Home Internet de Verizon. Desde $35 al mes con autopay. Y ciertos planes móviles 5G. El precio es el precio, garantizado. Además, sin cargos por equipo ni cargos ocultos. Llámanos hoy al 1-833-Verizon y cámbiate. El plan 5G Home comienza en $35 por mes al cambiarlo con un plan móvil limitado con servicio postpago que incluya 5G. Otro wideband. Si requiere autopay y factura electrónica, la disponibilidad varía sujeta a aprobación de crédito. Precio garantizado de 2 o 3 años según el plan de internet. Para nuevos hogares con Verizon Home Internet, no se haya suscrito al servicio en los últimos 90 días. Solo se aplica para la tarifa mensual base vigente, sin incluir ningún otro cargo por instalación o cargos adicionales por equipo, descuentos o promociones.
San Antonio Regional Hospital. Here for your health and happiness. For support and healing. Here for compassion and courage, for strength and family, with a promise to be there, always. providing the very best in health care. San Antonio Regional Hospital, here for you, here for life.
The Quakes Team Store at Lone Mart Field has over 10 styles of new era hats. Stop by and score the latest style of Quakes, Chiquitas, and Marvel-inspired Tremor caps. Brand new shirts, blankets, and gear featuring the Marvel-inspired Tremor logo are also now available. Can't make it to the ballpark? Visit the Quakes online team store at rcquakes.com for your favorite new era caps and Quakes team gear. Thanks for listening to today's Quakes game here on the Quakes Radio Network.
Pitch on the way. Gell off a drive. Left field. Rojas looking up. Gone! Jake Geloff, yet another home run.
Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, IEHP, All-Star Kia, Tams Burgers, Healthy RC, Onward, Azusa Pacific University, Family RV, San Antonio Regional Hospital, Millennium Systems, Inland Empire Stages, The Kindred Corporation, Bally's, Verizon Home Internet, Fiore Legal, and Budweiser.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Treat your guests to the sweet life. Whether you're building business relationships or simply enjoying a ball game, Quakes Suites at Lone Mart Field provide an upscale and unique location for you to entertain your guests in style. All suites on the Onward Suite level are fully furnished and include amenities like air conditioning and cable TV. Full suites include 15 tickets and 4 preferred parking passes, while half suites include 6 tickets and 2 preferred parking passes. Get more info on the Onward Suite level by visiting rcquakes.com.
Family-owned and operated and voted number one, Family RV is your local dealer. Located on Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom at FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select nights at Lone Mart Field for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes. Quakes Baseball on the air is always just a few clicks away. Listen live on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app. Keyword, RC Quakes Baseball. You can also find the broadcast on the First Pitch app presented by Minor League Baseball. Finally, if you're planning on listening live at Lone Mart Field, bring your FM radio to the game and tune in to 91.3 FM for live play-by-play with Mike Linscar. Whether you're right here in Rancho, up late on the East Coast, or hearing us internationally, thanks for listening and go Quakes!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Joe Kelly wearing number 57 on the back of his blue Rancho jersey.
Your Quakes are giving away 3 bobbleheads in 2024. Next up, Rancho Cucamonga native and Dodger legend Joe Kelly. Be here on Friday, July 19th, where the first 1,500 fans will take home this special bobblehead featuring Joe Kelly. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Ready to add to your collection and upgrade your hat game? Come to Lone Mart Field on Friday, August 23rd, and take home a brand new limited edition Quakes hat, thanks to our friends at U.S. Bank. Only 1,500 fans will secure the new hat, so get there early, as gates open at 5:30. Mark your calendars for U.S. Bank hat giveaway, coming up at Lone Mart Field on Friday, August 23rd. Tickets are available at rcquakes.com.
Kelly, the Riverside native and Rancho Cucamonga resident, World Series champion in 2020 with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and beyond that, really now, Dodger legend. Here's a pitch that is bounced high over the mound. Kelly fielding his position, fires to first, got him. Joe Kelly, one away. DePaula with a drive, right field. He just flipped the bat, watches it go granny style. Josue DePaula, the slam has broken it wide open.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our continued partnership here in the California League with the 7-time World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, your 2024 Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Leading off is the IEHP pregame show with a look ahead at today's game. Step up to the plate, choose IEHP for quality health coverage. Now here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscombe.
Entering this series with the two top teams in the North and South Division respectively facing off, we knew something was going to have to give, as even though they were both ranked as the number one teams in their respective divisions, both teams came in a little bit cold. The Modesto Nuts losers of 5 straight, Rancho losers of 3 of 4. Unfortunately, last night indeed set the record straight, but it was in favor of the Modesto Nuts, as with an 8-5 win, they end their own 5-game losing streak and continue to send Rancho a little deeper into a home struggle here at Lone Mart Field. Tonight it's game 2 of a 6-game set, as the Modesto Nuts, the top team in the North, invades the top team in the South, your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We bid you good evening one more time. Welcome you inside Lone Mart Field here in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California. Mike Linscombe with you here on the Quakes Radio Network. Find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's first pitch app, through our website at rcquakes.com, as well as through your FM radios down here at the ballpark, 91.3 on your FM dial while you're in the building. And of course, the games are available to stream for free and watch live via the Bally Live app. Tonight is game 2 of a 6-game set. The Seattle Mariners, California League affiliate, comes to town for the one and only visit here in the 2024 regular season, as the Modesto Nuts take on your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Last night, the Nuts get out to an early 7-1 lead. They would hang on for an 8-5 victory over the Quakes, snapping their own 5-game skid. Lázaro Montes led the way for Modesto with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, giving him a league-best 42 on the year. Modesto starter Elijah Dale, while a bit flawed, giving up 4 runs, only 2 were earned over 5 innings. He got the win to go to 2-1. Rancho starter Jose Rodriguez unfortunately did not have a good night. Struggled to get out of the first inning. He made it out of the second, but did not get a crack at the third. He was guilty of 4 runs in just 2 innings, suffering the defeat last night. He goes to 5-2 in Rancho's 8-5 loss. The Quakes mustered just 4 hits and could really not take advantage of the 4 errors committed defensively by Modesto, including 3 straight at one point in the second inning, which only, I repeat, only amounted to 1 Rancho run last night. Modesto defeats Rancho by a final of 8-5. Tonight, left-hander Garrett McDaniels is on the hill, 0-2 with a 3.86 ERA. He'll be opposed by right-hander Ashton Izzy, who is 1-2 with a 3.58 ERA. Tonight is Bark in the Ballpark, thanks to our friends at Raising Cane's, as your four-legged friends are welcome out here to the dog ballpark. As tonight, it's all courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. Again, the purchase of a $3 pet pass down here at the ballpark gets Fido and Rudy and Kansas and Rover all entry into the ballpark here tonight, again, courtesy of Raising Cane's. Great seats are available if you'd love to join us. We've got beautiful weather, and we're set for game 2 of this 6-game series. Mike Linscombe inviting you to stay tuned. You are listening to the IEHP pregame show. Step up to the plate. Choose IEHP for quality health coverage. When we continue, we'll go down last night's California League scoreboard, today's California League standings. Dodgers are in action and get home tonight. See if they can get a little revenge on those snakes from last night's loss. And of course, we've got today's starting lineups. That's all ahead here on the Quakes Radio Network.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Life with kids is hectic. Diapers, daycare, snacks, toys, tantrums, and sleepless nights. Then it's soccer, dance, middle school, girlfriends, boyfriends, and more sleepless nights. Busy life happens. At IEHP, we're here to help you fit in regular checkups so your child stays healthy, setting them up for a lifetime of wellness and you, a good night's sleep. Their help starts with you. Call your pediatrician and schedule a wellness visit today.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga. Wait.
The Quakes and the Modesto Nuts here, game two of a six-game series. Mike Linscott welcoming you back inside Lone Mart Field. Keep in mind that we'll be home through Sunday as the Quakes and the Nuts continue their six-game series. Coming up tomorrow night, it's Thirsty Thursday, brought to you by our friends at Millennium Systems. Drink specials throughout the night, including $3 Pepsi products, $4 domestic drafts. That's all coming up tomorrow night as the Quakes and the Nuts renew the rivalry here, one that goes deep into the California League Championship Series last year. Quakes and Nuts tomorrow night, 6:30. Tickets available at rcquakes.com. Well, last night in the California League, the aforementioned 8-5 victory for the Modesto Nuts over your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good news, though, in the South Division is Lake Elsinore falls at home. The red-hot San Jose Giants win a sixth straight game. This time, they take their frustrations out on the road opponent, the Lake Elsinore Storm. Giants 3, Storm 1. That keeps the deficit for the Storm at 3 games in the South, even with Rancho's loss. Stockton over Inland Empire, 13-7. It was Visalia over Fresno, a final score of 7-1. A quick check at the standings brought to you by Fiore Legal. Winning isn't just an option, it's what we do. Visit the website, FioreLegal.com. The Quakes 22-16. Despite three straight losses, they have a 3-game lead over 19-19 Lake Elsinore. Visalia 16-23, 6.5 games back. Inland Empire 13-26, 9.5 out. Up north, Modesto still very much the class of the division at 25-13, 3.5 game lead over both Fresno and San Jose, while Stockton is 10 games off the pace. Jock Peterson hit a late 3-run home run last night to help give the Arizona Diamondbacks a 7-3 victory over the boys in blue. Tonight at Chavez Ravine, the Dodgers will once again host the Diamondbacks. Tyler Glasnow, who's been just rock solid, 6-2 with a 2.90 ERA. He'll be opposed by Brandon Hughes of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the left-hander, no record, and a 13.50 earned run average. First pitch from Chavez Ravine coming up here in less than an hour. When we continue the IEHP pregame show, we'll come back for a full look at tonight's starting lineups next on the Quakes Radio Network.
When did beer get so complicated?
Budweiser is brewed to be crisp and flavorful with a refreshing finish, something we've been doing for more than 140 years.
Nothing complicated about that.
There's only one Bud, and this one's for you. So grab a pack of Golden Suds at your nearest store or visit us.budweiser.com/delivery to get Buds delivered to your doorstep.
Let's celebrate on the field. The Quakes will return to the championship series for the first time since we last won it all in 2018.
Coming up this weekend, the Quakes are home to face the defending Cal League champion Modesto Nuts with Family RV Family Feast Night on Friday and then post-game fireworks on Saturday thanks to Tam's Burgers. Game time, 6:30. Tickets at rcquakes.com.
You'll find great food and great portions at Tam's Burgers with 6 locations, Rancho Cucamonga, Fontana, Victorville, Rialto, and 2 in Riverside. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Relax in our dining rooms or visit our drive-thrus to enjoy delicious food and fast service. part of the community since 1971. Tams Burgers has been proudly serving the Inland Empire with quality and freshness in every Tams Burger. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Tams Burgers IE.
You're locked into the Quakes Radio Network, the home of your three-time league champion, Rancho Cucamonga Quakes.
Christian Rubeck's dad stopping by here between spots here in the pregame show just to say hello. He and his family headed back to Texas tomorrow, but certainly a great chance to catch up with some of the parents here. I do enjoy those visits quite thoroughly here. Great of the Rubecks to stop by and say hello. Game two of the six-game series tonight here at Lone Mart Field. Time to get through tonight's starting lineups. It's brought to you by our friends at LaRoque Better Roofs. LaRoque, we've got you covered. For the visiting manager, Zach Vinci, his Modesto Nuts Ball Club, affiliated with the Seattle Mariners, coming into tonight, the best record in the California League, 25-13. It's Johnny Farmello to lead it off. He's in center field. Michael Arroyo is the second baseman. He'll hit second. Aiden Smith, the DH, will bat third. Lazaro Montes is the right fielder. He's in the cleanup spot. Luis Suisbel, the shortstop, will hit fifth. Charlie Pagliarini will bat sixth and play third base. Catcher Jacob Sharp, his first appearance of the series, he'll bat seventh. Milcar Perez is at first base. He'll bat eighth. And making his first appearance of the series and only his second game of the season for Modesto, Curtis Washington Jr., he's in left field in the nine spot. On the mound for Modesto, Ashton Izzy, 1-2 with a 3.58 earned run average. For the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, manager John Shoemaker's club, 22-16 on the season, first place in the South Division standings. Kendall George will lead things off, 1-9. He's in center field. Josue DePaulo, the right fielder, will bat second. Gerald Perez, the designated hitter, will hit third. Jordan Thompson's in the cleanup spot. He's at third base defensively. Sean McClain, the shortstop, will hit fifth. Joe Vetrano at first base will bat sixth. Jesus Galiz, the catcher, to bat seventh. Juan Alonso's in left field batting eighth. Wilman Diaz will hit ninth and play second base. Garrett McDaniel's on the mound. He's 0-2 with a 3.86 ERA as he makes his eighth appearance and fourth start of the season. The Quakes hosting the Modesto Nuts. Game two of the six-game set as Rancho looks to bounce back here and snap their own three-game skid. We've got your first pitch next on the Quakes Radio Network. Ball hit into deep right center field. Robinson at the warning track. He is there. Makes the leap. It hits the top of the wall. It goes over. Tyrone Lorenzo's 24th home run of the year. Tops in the California League. Has put the Quakes on the board. It's 3-0. First and third. Two down. The 2-0. Runner on the move. Throw down to second. George going to come home. The throw not in time. Kendall George just stole home for a walk-off win!
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Thanks for listening to the IEHP pregame show. Step up to the plate. Choose IEHP for quality health coverage. Stay tuned as the play-by-play for today's game is up next.
From law enforcement officers to victims, advocates to community activists, the field of criminal justice is booming. Azusa Pacific's Bachelor's Completion Program in Criminal Justice prepares students to impact their workplace and communities through empathy, listening, and compassion. Classes are taught from a Christian perspective by experienced and caring faculty. Go to apu.edu for more information on completing your degree in criminal justice. apu.edu, Azusa Pacific University. Graduating game changers since 1899.
All-Star Kia San Bernardino invites you to explore the full lineup of Kia sedans, SUVs, and crossovers, like the all-new Carnival and award-winning Telluride. Just off the 215 in San Bernardino, All-Star Kia San Bernardino provides you with the sales and service you've come to expect from the team at our dealership, as well as our state-of-the-art service center and parts department. Number one in sales in the IE for 13 straight years. Visit allstarkia.net for more info.
Joe Kelly, the Riverside native and Rancho Cucamonga resident, World Series champion in 2020 with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and beyond that, really now, Dodger legend. Here's a pitch that is bounced
high over the mound. Kelly fielding his position, fires to first, got him. Joe Kelly, what a way. DePaulo with a drive, right field. He just flipped the bat, watches it go granny style. Josue DePaulo, the slam has broken it wide open.
Train leaning on track five for Anaheim, Azusa and Cucamonga.
Celebrating our continued partnership with the seven-time World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, your three-time California League champion Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are ready to take the field live on the Quakes Radio Network. Quakes Baseball is brought to you in part by U.S. Bank, IEHP, All-Star Kia, Tams Burgers, Healthy RC, Onward, Azusa Pacific University, Family RV, San Antonio Regional Hospital, Millennium Systems, Inland Empire Stages, The Kindred Corporation, Bally's, Verizon Home Internet, Fiore Legal, and Budweiser. Now for the call of today's game, here's the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscott.
Looking to bust out of a mini little losing streak here at home, which has turned out to be their longest losing streak in this building this season. Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes back at it tonight as they host the Modesto Nuts in game two of the six-game series. Good evening once again, everybody. Mike Linscott with you here from Lone Mart Field in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga, California. We are live on the Quakes Radio Network. Find us on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, Minor League Baseball's first pitch app through our website, rcquakes.com. FM radios, 91.3 FM. Exhale. And finally, watch it for free via the free Bally Live app. Yes, indeed, visual streaming here in 2024 from Lone Mart Field. Indeed. Johnny Farmello will lead things off. He'll be followed by Michael Arroyo and then Aiden Smith, the top three in the Modesto order tonight. As Farmello in the box and Garrett McDaniels ready to roll as he winds and fires and misses over but low. We are officially underway. It is 1-0. 6:32 with the game's first pitch, officially 2 minutes late. It's a lovely 69 degrees. It reached a high of 74 earlier today in the community. It's been a beautiful day here in Rancho Cucamonga. Winds right now out to right field, 9 miles per hour, according to weather.com. The 2-0 on the way to Farmello now. Grounded foul. First base side. Down the line she goes. It's 2-1. What do we got for you here? Tyler Vandewater. We get our first opportunity to see this young man behind the plate as he calls balls and strikes. A new member to this crew. Tyler Vandewater calling balls and strikes. Out there on the bases is Jonathan Rector, your two-man California League Blue crew. Farmello, a routine grounder to second. And across the diamond, as Farmello is retired by McLean, 6-3, and there's one gone. Michael Arroyo will be the hitter. Bravo. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem, arguably the best we've had this year. Congratulations to all of you who participated and absolutely knocked it out of the park. Really cool. Something to be proud of for sure. Pitch on the way is lifted foul and out of play. 0-1, Almonte High School, the a cappella choir. They killed it, absolutely killed it. It was awesome. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss by Arroyo. It is 0-2. They are all seated up here near me, just to my left, and they are now taking their respective seats after performing the national anthem. It really was something to behold. They were outstanding. Pitch on the way, misses. 1-2 on Arroyo. 238, three home runs, 23 driven in. One of the top prospects in the Mariners system, this Modesto ball club. If you missed last night's broadcast, then I'm telling you maybe something you don't know. But if you listened last night, yeah, I probably wore it out. The fact that the Mariners just have a ton of top-rated prospects in this Modesto lineup. There's a swing and a miss by Arroyo as Garrett McDaniels punches out his first man of the night. Two away. First strikeout, Aiden Smith will be the hitter. Aiden Smith, rinse and repeat on the whole top prospect thing. The first five players within this Modesto lineup, as in the 1 through 5 hitters, are all regarded as top prospects. Suis Bell is number 28. Everybody else is like basically top 15. And Suis Bell, he's a pretty good player. 1-0 on Aiden Smith. 256, 3 home runs, 16 RBIs. Pitch coming home. In there for a called strike, 1-1. Some of the stats are gaudier than others. The guy on deck, he's the one with the gaudy numbers. We'll get to him when we get to him. The 1-1 on the way from Garrett. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. It's 1-2. That is Lázaro Montes. We'll spend time on him because I know he'll be spending time on us tonight. Two outs, bases empty, scoreless here in the first inning. Aiden Smith, right-handed hitter, against the left-hander Garrett McDaniels. It bounces up to the plate, and that'll even the count, 2-2. Aiden Smith from Tulsa, Oklahoma, was a fourth-rounder selected by the Mariners in last year's draft. Just a pup. He's 19 years old. 2-2. All the way to Aiden Smith. Breaking ball misses down and away. Full count of 3-2. Two outs, and the 3-2 on the way. Slapped foul down the right field line. Foul by about 2 or 3 feet. Full count on the right-handed hitting Smith, 3-2. Garrett McDaniels, 0-2, 3.86 ERA. Tonight is 8th appearance, 4th start. It's his second head-to-head appearance against Modesto. He was straight brilliant in his last performance. 10 punches over 4 1/3, but yet gave up a couple of hits late and actually suffered the loss. Aiden Smith lines one to Vetrano. Sun in his eyes, but sunglasses on, so no problem for him. He makes the grab of the line drive. Side is retired. 1-2-3 goes Modesto in the first inning against Garrett McDaniels. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Quakes coming to bat. Scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Family owned and operated and voted number one. Family RV is your local dealer. Located in Ontario near the 10 and 15 freeway, Family RV has a huge indoor showroom with awesome inventory. We carry a large selection of Crossroads, Cruiser, Forest River, and Heartland RV products. Can't make it to the showroom? Check out our virtual showroom at FamilyRVUSA.com. And be sure and join us on select nights at Lone Mart Field for Family RV Family Feast Night with the Quakes.
San Antonio Regional Hospital, here for your health and happiness, for support and healing, here for compassion and courage, for strength and family, with a promise to be there, always, providing the very best in health care. San Antonio Regional Hospital, here for you, here for life.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
To the home half of inning number one we go. Kendall George will lead things off. He'll be followed in the Rancho order by Josue De Paula and then Gerald Perez. First pitch swinging. Fouled back here to the screen. And it's 0-1. Kendall George, 286 on the year. No home runs, 11 RBIs. George, left-handed hitter. Pitch coming home. A strike down Broadway. And it's 0-2. George facing Ashton Izzy of the Modesto Nuts. The pitch misses outside. It's 1-2. Ashton Izzy, last name spelled I-Z-Z-I. From the stretch, the 1-2 offering on the way. Slow tapper hit to the right side. Better hurry. Arroyo to Perez just in time. John Shoemaker and Kendall George will both show their displeasure with the call. It was bang, bang. You got two guys in blue jerseys that saw it differently than the only guy that matters with the call down there, Jonathan Rector. There's one away. Don't ever take for granted a routine ground ball. George, I have yet to see him fall asleep running down the line. Always hustling, always utilizing that game-changing speed. Here's a drive into deep center field. Farmello going back at the warning track. A little leap up in the air unnecessarily, but he'll make the catch as DePaula flies out 395 feet away on the first pitch. There are two away. I broke this down one time on the last road trip regarding Kendall George. I see guys on the infield sleeping on his speed all the time. And on the other side of the coin, not a single time have I ever seen him dogging it down the line. Not once. Not once. Always running hard. He knows where the money's made. The bread maker, if you will. The speed. It's his game. Without it, not the same player. And I have yet to catch him running it halfway down the line. Always busting it down the line. Always there to make sure those infielders are not lackadaisical executing the throw. And right there, not that Arroyo was necessarily lackadaisical, but the way he approached it, he only had enough time to get him. And arguably John Shoemaker doesn't think he got him. I'd have to see it again in order to truly weigh in with a rock-solid opinion. But, of course, we'll take the side of the skipper coaching down there at first base any day. 2-2 on the way to Gerald Perez. A high drive into center field. Much easier play for Farmello as he'll set up, make the one-handed catch. That'll retire the side. Quakes go in order. Kind of some excitement there with the Kendall George near infield hit with the DePaula near bomb to straightaway center field. But close only counts, as they say, in horseshoes and hand grenades. End of one. Scoreless on the Quakes Radio Network.
Drinking and driving. What's your excuse?
I know when I've had too much. I'm careful.
We designate a driver. He just drinks less.
If the room doesn't spin when I stand up, I'm good.
I was eating the whole time I was drinking.
I didn't drink that much.
I had to drive home. I need my car for work.
I'm a big guy. I can drink more and drive.
Ah, I live 5 minutes from here.
No excuses. Designate a sober driver.
A message from the California Highway Patrol.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We care about families. We care about seniors. And we care about our community. National Core, one of the nation's most respected nonprofit community builders, is located right here in Rancho Cucamonga. In partnership with the Hope Through Housing Foundation, National Core is dedicated to improving the lives of children, families, and seniors. Together, we are providing much-needed housing and supportive services, transforming the lives of our residents and creating strong, vibrant communities. To learn more or to donate, please visit nationalcore.org.
Thanks for your support of Quakes Baseball and for listening to tonight's broadcast on the Quakes Radio Network.
Quakes, nuts. Top half of the second inning as Garrett McDaniels pitch on the way, grounded foul, first base side, and it's 0-1. Lázaro Montes to lead things off. He is not just an MVP candidate, I would call him the MVP candidate in the California League thus far. Defense and base running are probably not at the top of his potential, but everything else is totally off the charts. He is powerful, he is big and strong and intimidating, and he is a really good hitter, and it's just a matter of time here. He sends one fairly deep left center field. Playable, though. Kendall George back there near the warning track. I assure you he didn't get it all. Lazaro Montes flies out about 385 feet away. Quickly one down. A league-leading 42 RBIs. The next closest guy has 26. Come on now. 336 hitter among the best in the league. He is all that. Pitch on the way. Line softly. Foul. First base side. It's 0-1. Defensively for the Quakes. Let's knock out their defensive lineup. Jesus Galiz working with Garrett McDaniels. That's the Rancho battery tonight. Rest of the defense after this next pitch. The 0-1 on the way to Suis Bell. In there for a called strike. 0-2. Down to third, Jordan Thompson. At shortstop, Sean McClain. Wilman Diaz is at second. Joe Vetrano at first. Pitch on the way. Tapper hit up the middle. Charging, however, is Diaz, the second baseman, and he's got no play. He's going to have to eat it. As Suis Bell hustling down the line, beats it out. Infield base hit is the first hit for either club tonight, and the first base runner for that matter. One on, one away for Charlie Pagliarini. Pitch on the way to Charlie Pagliarini. 1-0 off the plate. 2-0. Pagliarini had himself a nice night last night with a couple of hits. Reached base three different times. 2-14 on the season. Couple of home runs. 14 driven in as he lines one foul to the opposite field. 2-1. The 2-1 offering all the way is inside, and it gets Pagliarini in the shoulder. And so he's on his way to first base. That would have been ball three had he managed to maneuver out of the way. Two on, one away for Jacob Sharp. Pitch on the way is off the plate to Jacob Sharp. 1-0. The 1-0 offering in the dirt all the way to the backstop, and suddenly McDaniel's a little wild with his command. With a hit batter, a couple of pitches in the dirt, one all the way to the backstop. So wild pitch gives Modesto the first opportunity here. Runners at second and third, and only one away. Infield comes up for Rancho all the way around the horn. Pitch coming home, grounded, foul, third base side. 2-2. I don't know if we ever finished out the defense, to be honest with you. I know we got through the infield. I believe we needed to recap that outfield. I have a checklist here, and I got to, you know, mark the box after I talk about it. No, I'm just kidding. I wish. That would probably be a good idea on some nights where I just ramble on and on and on. Outfield from left to right, Juan Alonso, Kendall George, Josue De Paula. Check that box right there. 2-2 on the way to Jacob Sharp. Grounded foul, third base side. Count remains 2-2. Scattered? Me? Why would you think that? Two and two on Jacob Sharp. 241 on the year. Three home runs, 18 RBIs. Has a chance to put Modesto on the board here if he can drive one to the outfield. The 2-2, lined foul past the man coaching third for Modesto. That is Hecmart Nieves, the bench coach. Still 2-2. Waiting in the on-deck circle, Milcar Perez, a three-year Modesto nut. The 2-2 offering on the way, slapped foul, first base side. Still 2-2 as McDaniels can't quite put him away. Garrett had 10, count them 10, a career high. 10 punch-outs in 4 1/3 innings last week against Inland. Best game by far and away I've ever seen him pitch. And yet, somehow, baseball gods rained on his parade. They tagged him with the loss. He certainly deserved a better fate. There's a ball in the dirt, swung on and missed. Galee's going to fire down to first base, where the out is recorded 2-3. So last week, they were raining on his parade. Maybe they smiled at him right there. After a wild pitch, he gets a big strikeout. So two outs, thanks to his second punch out of the day. Milcar Perez will be the hitter. Perez 255, no home runs and no RBIs. He's got ducks on the proverbial pond right here. If he can come up with a base hit, he'll drive in his first runs of the season. He's now 18 games deep into his Modesto 24 season, still without an RBI. Takes a strike and it's 0-1. Owen offering on the way, swing and a miss at a good breaking ball. 0-2. Two outs, Garrett McDaniels. The left-hander 6'2", 180, Marion, South Carolina native. Home with the 0-2, it's in the dirt. Knocked down by Galees, doesn't get away. One ball, two strikes. McDaniels signed with the Dodgers back in 2023. Eventually reported here to Rancho, where he finished the year in the Quakes bullpen. Went undrafted out of Mount Olive College in North Carolina. 1-2 on the way to Milcar Perez. Again, breaking ball in the dirt. Perez holds off. 2-2. All quiet here, like we're on the 18th green here. 2-2 pitch on the way to Perez. Bouncing ball hit to the right side. Backing up is Wilman Diaz, in and out of his glove. He charged in earlier in the inning and through no fault of his own could not make that play. This one will be on him. An error as he backed up, gloved it, and as he whipped it to try to transfer, it flew right out of his glove. Makeable play. E4, what he is lucky on is that ball did not get far enough away to where Pagliarini is going to follow Suis Bell and come in and score. 1-0 Modesto. E4, no RBI for Perez as you've got runners at first and third. Curtis Washington Jr. due up. Washington Jr. has appeared in just one game for the Nuts, so far this season, going 0-3 in the San Jose series here over the weekend. So this is just his second game in a Modesto uniform this year. In saying that, last year he was a member of this Modesto ball club, not necessarily down the stretch per se, but I do recall this incredible, and I mean incredible, diving grab that he made out in right field last year in Modesto at John Thurman Field. I don't remember who hit it for the Quakes, but it was bar none the best catch I saw last year. If you know me, you should be like, it must have been the best catch that you saw because you remember it. I tend to file them away for about a week and then out of sight, out of mind. A swing and a miss by Curtis Washington Jr. and it's 1-1. Right-handed hitter is Washington Jr. against the left-hander Garrett McDaniels as he's a switch hitter. Here's a ground ball hit to short. McLean steps on the bag just ahead of the oncoming Milcar Perez. Six unassisted where they get the out on Perez. Washington Jr. into the inning-ending force. Side retired. An unearned run against Garrett McDaniels. End of one and a half. 1-0 Nuts on the Quakes Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Get ready for a night of baseball, fun, and friends. On Friday, June 21st, join us at Central Perk. No, sorry. Join us at Lone Mart Field for Friends Night, with Friends mugs given away to 1,500 fans and players wearing Friends-themed jerseys on the field. So come be the Ross to my Rachel, or the Monica, by getting tickets at rcquakes.com.
Hey, how you doing?
It's baseball season, and we all know that even the best players can get sidelined by an unexpected injury. Let the team at Fiore Legal Injury Attorneys help get you back in the game and win you the compensation you deserve. We know the opposing team can seem intimidating, but our all-star lineup is ready to step up to the plate and knock it out of the park. Don't settle for less. Reach out to us at 1-800-440-4157 or fiorelegal.com. Fiore Legal Injury Attorneys. Winning isn't just an option. It's what we do.
Inland Empire Stages Tours and Transportation is family-owned and operated since 1983 and has been the only charter bus to serve your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in 30 seasons. The number one charter bus company in the greater California region, Inland Empire Stages is the best choice to handle the transportation for your special occasion or group outing. With high-quality drivers and years of experience, we're here to get you to your destination and take all the worry and hassle out of your travel experience. Call us to get a quote or book your charter bus tour today at 909-466-4191 or visit our website at iesbuses.com.
Your Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are back, and you're listening to Quakes Baseball on the Quakes Radio Network.
To the home half of the second inning we go. Mike Linscott with you. Jordan Thompson leading it off for Rancho. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Jordan misses down low. Two balls and a strike. Thompson, McLean, and Vetrano, 4-5 and 6 against Ashton Izzy, who has yet to allow a base runner. Retired all three successfully in the first inning. Pitch to Thompson, misses upstairs, 3-1. Jordan, 241 on the year, tied for the team lead in home runs with 6. Pitch is scalded into the alley in left center field. Going to get down and go all the way to the wall. This is extra bases for Jordan, and he'll be content with a stand-up leadoff double. First base runner allowed by Ashton Izzy. A two-bagger for Thompson. Tying run aboard in scoring position for Sean McLean. McLean trying to trend up. 229 on the season. No home runs, 5 RBIs, not quite getting nearly every day playing time. Trying to make the most of his time in there. McLean last week against Inland Empire, 4 hits in 18 at-bats. That's a .235 average. This is his first appearance of this series. McLean hit it hard a couple of times last week against Inland. Couple of extra base hits. He popped one off the base of the fence. At some point, he's going to unleash that power. The 1-0 on the way. Slider way off the plate, nearly to the backstop. That would have helped the cause. Hits 2-0 on Sean McLean. Again, no home runs. 5 driven in thus far. Pitch coming home from right-hander Ashton Izzy. Outside corner for a called strike. 2-1. Joe Vetrano waits on deck. Next offering, foul back here to the screen. 2-2. Defensively for Modesto, Ashton Izzy works with Jacob Sharp behind the plate. Down to third base, Charlie Pagliarini. The shortstop is Luis Suis Bell. The second baseman, Michael Arroyo. And over at first, Milcar Perez. 2-2 on the way. Slider off the plate. 3-2. Outfield from left to right, Curtis Washington Jr., Johnny Farmello, Lazaro Montes. Out there at second is Thompson, a modest lead. Nobody out. Payoff pitch coming home to Sean McClain. Lifted foul. Out of play right side. Into the stands she goes where there's nobody paying attention. And now somebody will chase down that foul ball and get themselves a little take-home memento. 1-0 Nuts. Tying run at second. Again, 3-2 on the way to McClain. Lifted foul. Right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Still 3-2. Sean McClain, former ASU Sun Devil. 3-2. Home again from Izzy is outside for ball four. Good at bat by McClain, working him for a walk. Technically the at-bat, instead of an at-bat, is a plate appearance due to its end result, walk. Fun fact, Joe Vetrano will be the hitter. Vetrano 248 with a home run, 19 driven in. Speaking of waiting for the power to be tapped into, same can be said for Vetrano. McClain sitting on zero, Vetrano's only out one. Pitch on the way, misses outside, 1-0. Left-handed hitter out of Boston College, wearing number 30 on the back of his blue Dodgerized Rancho jersey. Fouls back to 1-0, and that evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering on the way. Fastball is just high from Izzy. 2-1. 6'3", 165-pound right-hander out of Omaha, Nebraska is Ashton Izzy. Fourth round pick of Seattle in 2022, a couple of years ago, out of Oswego East High School in Oswego, Illinois. Here's a ground ball chopped down to first. This is best case scenario. This works just like a sacrifice bunt. And of course, you know that we have none of those this year. Probably won't. Petrano, three unassisted as carrying it to the bag. Milcar Perez. But good news for the Quakes and the Thompson. The tying run now 90 feet away with only one out, while McClain, the go-ahead, into scoring position. So it has been well documented, and we have spoken about it ad nauseum, how tough it is for the Quakes to bring guys home from third with less than two outs. We will see what happens in this situation here with Jesus Galiz as he fouls it back to the screen. 0-1. Galiz, 258, three bombs, 12 runs batted in. Pitch on the way, hit foul, back to the screen. 0-2. Second and third, one out. 0-2 on the way from Izzy is low. One ball and two strikes. I-Z-Z-I, wearing number 37 on the back of that road black jersey. I know they wear those jerseys occasionally at home. Of course, they wear whites traditionally at home. This is kind of like the alternate. I don't even know if they wear road gray. They got the road gray pants rocking, but black jerseys with the gold and cranberry accents. 1-2 pitch to Galiz. Fastball outside, 2-2. Izzy works from the first base side of the rubber as he goes from the stretch. Again, runners at first and or second and third, rather. 2-2 all the way to Galiz. Popped up out of play, right side. We will do it again. Two and two. A run on one hit, no errors for Modesto. No runs, one hit, one costly error for the Quakes. The 2-2 again, strike three called on the outside part of the plate. Galiz looks at 94-mile-an-hour cheese. And, of course, the first strikeout of the game for Izzy comes with runners at second and third and only one out for out number two. So, again, yet another scenario in which the Quakes cannot put the ball in play with a man at third and less than two outs. Here is Juan Alonso, takes a strike and it's 0-1. I believe Alonso yesterday went to Dodger Stadium and took part in a little throwing session for Bobby Miller, who is rumored to potentially be here on Sunday. Here's a ground ball chopped out to second. This is Michael Arroyo. This would have gotten the run home a moment ago. Not so much this time around. Quakes will leave two stranded in scoring position. They still trail 1-0. End of two on the Quakes Radio Network. Joe Kelly from the Dodgers scheduled a pitch in relief. It's about as good as it gets down here at Lone Mark Field.
When Dodgers favorite Joe Kelly put on that mariachi jacket for the first time and later wore it to the White House, he wasn't just making an exceptional style choice, but rather honoring the most esteemed qualities of mariachi music, many of which it shares with baseball, artistry, years of dedication to the craft, teamwork, and the privilege to put on a historic uniform. On select nights at Lone Mart Field this year, the Chaquetas will celebrate the cross-cultural